The Long Noise Podcast. Electronic Frontier Foundation. The Long Noise Podcast. Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Hello, welcome to Lying Noise, the EFF podcast. I am Tim Jones, and with me here is Danny O'Brien. How's it going, Danny?
It's going very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Lying Noise today, walking across the office here.
Yes, I had a great
trip. To be with us. We're both two doors down from this room in opposite directions, though, so it's good that we have this meeting here between the two of us.
Yeah, we very rarely see each other.
We're going to talk today about this thing called the broadcast flag.
Yes, the zombie from my past.
Yeah, I thought this was done with. I know EFF was talking a lot about it a few years ago, and then it's been all quiet on the Western Front for a while.
So actually, my first week at the EFF was the day that the broadcast flag died. So I
Whoa.
Don't know whether it was something that I did. But
I'm sure it was entirely your doing.
It was a long fight. The original introduction of the broadcast flag was something that Seth Schoen, who's our technical person here, and actually Cory Doctorow followed for a very long time. It was an industry proposal to basically introduce something into the new wave of digital TV receivers, which will be replacing analog TV next year, although that's always been postponed. It wouldn't prevent you from recording content, but what it would do was effectively silo that content away. So it wouldn't be just like recording an MP3 or recording, you know, a video show and then being able to edit it or take out a clip and upload that to YouTube or something like that, add it to your own content. It would be carefully locked away in a DRM'd, encrypted, all kinds of things system. One of the reasons we were concerned, apart from the fact that this completely tramples on your fair use rights, is that it would make things like Myth TV illegal.
Now, what is Myth TV?
Okay, Myth TV is an open source digital video recording system, and it's kind of like TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's open source, people can add their own things to it. So there are things that enable you to skip ads, things that enable you to like place shift things so you can play it on another laptop.
When Which is exactly what the networks don't want you to be able to do.
Well, it's something that the networks would like that sort of technology to go away. And they've had a long tradition of threatening and putting pressure on companies like TiVo and like Replay and like the cable companies to try and restrict the kind of things that you do with your ordinary TV.
It seems like a really sort of stunning victory to have had a few years ago, because if you look at what's been happening with online remix content in the past few years, it's been incredible. I mean, the whole face of what we consider consumer media is just changing in amazing, awesome, fun ways that are probably ultimately to the industry's advantage. And if they had pushed through that broadcast flag legislation that week that was your first week at EFF, then it's fair to say
I was there. Yes,
if they had gotten their way, we'd still be on cable TV, effectively. There'd be no YouTube.
Yeah, it's a classic example of the broadcasters, you know, aiming to kick their customers in the face and hitting their own face instead.
Yeah.
You know, in that strange gymnastic way. If you come from a technology base, it's so perfectly obvious that you really don't want to lock down the technology that receives TV at this point in the game. I mean, you know, 50 years ago, it was clearly the case that, you know, you were just going to watch this TV that was coming in through your aerial, right?
But isn't it true that uncontrolled video content is to the American public as the Boston Strangler is to a woman walking alone at night?
How true that is.
Or was that the VHS cassette? I forget.
That was Jack Valenti's line about VCRs.
Got them confused.
This is what traditionally pans out. This is the content providers fight so hard to prevent the new technology coming along because it threatens what they see as their existing business models, and the new technology comes along and introduces a whole world of new business models.
So it went away. We've got a whole world of new business models. Online consumer media is doing amazing things no one could have conceived of a few years ago, and now it's back?
So here's the oddity, and I'm still trying to unpick this. We've been working with a lot of great tech people to try and work out exactly what's going on. But basically, a few weeks ago, people started being unable to record NBC TV shows. And this was fairly hard to spot to begin with, because the TV show they couldn't record was American Gladiator, and there's not a sizable member of the public that are recording that. But
I bet the ones that do record it are really dedicated, though.
Totally, and like the forums were full of people saying, I can't believe that Microsoft Vista came up with this box saying, I'm sorry, but due to the broadcast and content owner's choice, you cannot record this. Now, oddly enough, we already knew that Vista obeyed a similar kind of flag in analog TV, which is something mouth-kickingly called CGMSA. And that was a voluntary agreement that Windows locked into their systems. So we kind of knew that these pop-up boxes come up occasionally during analog TV, but this is the first time we've seen it with digital TV. And really the only way this message that we knew could be put up is if the broadcast flag was being obeyed by Microsoft. And Microsoft have just come on the record and said, yes, we obey FCC regulations about the flag. These are FCC regulations. We got thrown out by the...
It's a little disingenuous. So they put out a statement that said, yes, you're right, we're preventing people from recording these shows because that's the FCC regulation, when in fact there is no such regulation.
Well, there's a regulation. It just isn't in effect because the court said that the FCC have no jurisdiction to tell you what you do with your content once you've pulled it out of the public airwaves. So
that makes sense. It's the Communications Commission, not the My Hard Drive Commission.
Exactly. That's a great way of looking at it. So now we're trying to pick through exactly what it is that's telling Vista to shut down recording. Because the other craziness about this is, as I said earlier, the broadcast flag actually never was intended to stop you recording. All that would happen is that when the flag came on, this huge DRM machinery would kick in and you wouldn't be able to do anything with what you've recorded apart from play it in the way that the broadcasters wanted.
Right, with the advertisements at the right times and
exactly.
so forth.
Exactly. So whatever it is that Windows doing, it's not actually following these regulations that don't exist anyway. So you could... And it's
they're not following the regulations that don't exist anyway. They're following some other set of guidelines, presumably dictated by the content industry.
In some sort of private agreement that we have no idea about. So the EFF and people who've actually bought Vista are kind of in the same position at the moment in that we're trying very hard to pick apart exactly what's going here with... no help from Microsoft. Microsoft has never told anyone that this was going to happen when they bought their copy of Vista, and they're not explaining in any kind of detail when this is going to happen again.
Why do you think they're being so opaque about it or unforthcoming? Why not just be upfront about the limitations of their software?
Because it looks terrible. It looks like what's happening is exactly what is happening, which is that they've put the preferences of these content providers in place of what their consumers want.
Right.
But of course, Microsoft has more customers than just the people who buy Vista these days. They want to be a media company, and this is the classic moment where you really have to watch out for people's digital rights, because Microsoft wants to keep customers happy. But it also wants to do content deals with these sort of monopoly providers of a large chunk of desirable content.
Well, it'd certainly be nice if major players in the industry, both on the software side and the content side, would, instead of kind of kowtowing to this sort of dying business models, would find some innovative ways of taking advantage of the kinds of consumer desires and kinds of creativity that are happening, and these new, weird, exciting, innovative markets for media that, having tools like Myth TV open up.
Right. So I do feel like this is something that if you don't have the kind of overreaching regulation that we fought off with the broadcast flag, that a market can solve, right? That you do have things like Myth TV. There are other products out there that don't respond to the broadcast flag, people were saying. Oh, yeah, I managed to record it on my, I won't give any names because I can't remember exactly, but TiVo and ITV and things like this. There are alternatives to Vista in this case. But what you need for a market like this to work is transparency. You know, it's no good as now sitting there going, turns out that Microsoft completely obeys all these restrictions, when anybody buying Vista in the last year had no idea that that was going on. So what we really want to see is, like, we're going to try and put pressure on Microsoft to be honest about this, and we hope consumers and consumer groups and consumer magazines will do the same thing and test equipment to see whether it's obeying this non-existent regulation.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, hopefully it works out. Hopefully we get some of that transparency, and hopefully once that transparency happens, things start to work out and consumers are able to make choices based on knowing what they're getting instead of secret, confusing surprises that seem to be happening today.
I hope so. And we're going to keep investigating, and I'm going to put up some pages, if I have not already done so, on the website explaining how people, if you've got certain sorts of hardware, we can track down exactly what they're doing if you're a techie. And if you're a consumer, people that you can speak to at Microsoft and make your opinions clear.
So we'll put those links on the page where we're posting this podcast. So if you're listening and you want to learn more or get involved and help out, go to eff.org/linenoise. This is the Line Noise podcast. Thanks a lot for talking with us, Danny.
No problem at all.
The Line Noise podcast. Electronic Frontier Foundation. The Line Noise podcast. Electronic Frontier Foundation.